eternity. I can't pay you love. I can't pay you love. There's nothing I can give that makes any sense, my Shabbat. I can't pay you love, my Shabbat. I can't be alone. I can't be alone. There's nothing I can do. That makes any sense. I can't pay you love. I can't pay you love. There is nothing I can get. Hey,
Lift up your hands. Lift up your hand. Jesus' name. Lift those hands up. Oh, it's by that name, Jesus. Jesus. Yes. There's nothing I can do. Making any sense. There's nothing I can do. Making any sense. My
it makes any sense.
Whisper that name, Jesus. Everything Calvary released for you that the enemy has withheld from you, I declare it's released. Yes, that's right. Hey! Everything Calvary released for you that is withheld from you is released back. Thank you, Master. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Father, bless your word today. Let today. Let's worship him.
Lift your right hand and watch my mouth.
Oh, Lord. My God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path through all the universe display. This is my soul, I say, your God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Thank you.
presence of God is so heavy and so mighty in this place. Sundays like this becomes a struggle to preach. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And he said, And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a certain Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will pay thee. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. All right, let's finish it up. Verse 35. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do likewise. The principle and power of love. This will be part 2. Our objective is to understand the major principles of loving and also understanding the major benefit of love, which we'll do in the next service. The introduction and the conclusion will be exactly the same for the second and the first service, but the middle of it will be slightly varied. By way of introduction, there are 3 things we have said. 1, that love is the nature and the character of God, because God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, we read that already. God is love. Love is the nature and the character of God. Number 2, the earth was created by love, and is meant to be operated by love. Created by love, designed to be operated by love. Number 3, man was created in the image and likeness of love to exist and function as a loving being, created in the image and likeness of love, so that he can function and exist as a loving being. Because God is love, and since God is love, and God made man in his image, it means man was made in the image of love. We said because of that, fourthly, the earth is malfunctioning because the earth is attempting to function outside of its creative format. The earth was formatted for love.
And we see the plethora of wickedness on earth today, making it impossible for the earth to function well. We have all manner of disasters everywhere because the earth is not functioning according to format. Finally, man underleaves and misleaves because he attempts to live outside of his nature. And what is that nature? The nature of love. Because humankind, we live in a world today where people are filled with selfishness and bitterness. Man misleaves, underleaves. Because of functioning outside of law. The question is, what is love all about? Loving people, what is it all about? I've mentioned a couple of things in the first service. I will only say the flip side of them in the second service. Number one, love is about putting yourself in the shoes of others. Putting oneself in the shoes of others. How does it feel like to be a wife? Who has food on the fire? Telephone is ringing. Baby is crying. Somebody is knocking on the door. The man is on his own. He's not aware of the food on the fire. He's not aware of the baby that is crying. He's not aware of the telephone that is ringing. And it doesn't move him that somebody is knocking. Woman carries the baby, pass on the back, goes to the kitchen, turn off the food, telephone, I'm coming, get back to you, gets to the door. Answer the door. All at once. Packaged to function like that. Man on his own is confused. He doesn't know what to do with the baby. You know, the Shunammite woman's baby had a headache. And he went to the father. The father said, go to your mother. Until the baby died. You remember the story? Until the woman went to the man of God. Putting yourself in the shoes of others. How does it feel like to be an employee? How does it feel like to be a husband or to be a wife? And then you treat others according to what you think they deserve. What is love all about? Number two, love is about sensitivity. Sensitivity to the hurts and emotions of others. Sensitivity. When a person is sensitive, we live in a world where people are absolutely insensitive to what others feel. In the first service, we talked about those who are hardened against the emotions of others. This man passing saw and he was sensitive to somebody's challenge. What is love all about? Number three, love is about the possession of thoughtfulness and positive feelings towards others. Thoughtfulness and positive feelings towards others. A person who is thoughtful. A person whose feelings towards others is positive. There was an old man who lived to be about 107 years old. His name was Pasadella. Some people asked him, they said, "What is the secret of your longevity?" He said, "I wish everybody well. I wish everybody well." There are those who are perennially angry. He lived to be 113 years old. He was a contemporary, worked under the Apostle Babalola of the Christ Apostolic Church. He said, "I wish everybody well." In those days, there were people who came to criticize his master in his front. And he told them, he said, "You are so perfect, and yet God ignored you and chose him. God ignored you and chose him." Positive thoughtfulness and positive feelings towards others. What is love all about? Number four, love is about giving others meaning and reason for living. Giving others meaning and reason for living. You give them meaning. You give them reason for living. You put the smiles on the faces of people. You give them meaning for living. You give them reason for living. One day, Jesus spoke in a crowd. And one woman spoke in that crowd. He said, "Blessed is the breast that gave this man suck. It is because of me you are born. I thank God for the womb that gave birth to you." This man that was falling in the midst of thieves would have been gone. But somebody came by and gave him meaning and reason to be alive. Giving people meaning and reason for living means putting smiles on the faces of people. You are the reason for their laughter. There are people who show up and smiles dry up. They step into your life, your smiles dried. I know of such. I know of young ladies that we knew to be excited, exciting, excitable until they got married. And the husband they married dried up their smiles. The husband they married dried up their laughter. The husband they married turned them to a shadow of themselves. I know of men, excited men, excitable men, men that were people persons. People flocked around them all the time. Everything was lively around them until a woman walked into their life. Whether as a wife or a strange woman, which is abominable. And this man reduced to a shadow of himself. The people of his life has disappeared. The woman drove them off. And then facing him, dried him to nothing. We have people that were good people until a friend showed up in their lives. A business partner showed up in their lives. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? When was the last time somebody smiled because of you? Somebody laughed because of you? When was the last time people have reason and meaning for life? Somebody wanted to commit suicide until you encountered them. Somebody felt life was not worth it until you encountered them. When was the last time? I'm talking to criminals, killers, robbers, assassins, wicked rulers and leaders who put tears in the faces of people. Sorrow, mourning, agony. They don't care. 1,000 people may die a month in hospitals that are not equipped. They run out of the country whenever they have problems. Jehovah will hold you and your generation responsible. There are those whose business is to make people lament their existence, regret their birth. Beloved, brothers and sisters, love is about giving meaning and reason for people's living. What is love all about? Love is about bringing positive change into the lives of others. Positive change. Somebody's life changed because of you. This man laid on the road. The Levite passed. The priest passed. The priest passed first. The Levite passed. But the change agent appeared. Positive change. Positive change into the lives of others. I said in the first service, there are those who bring changes into people's lives, but it's a disastrous change. Eh? A rapist raped a virgin. That she got changed, but that change was a disaster. I'm sure you heard a story recently of a lady raped and then killed. I spoke with the policeman who went to arrest those people. She had never known a man. First time she was knowing a man was by rape, and the next thing was death. What a wicked, wicked world and a wicked generation. They bring change, but it's disaster. They bring change, but it is calamity. They bring change, but it is terrible change. That is why our world is upside down. Upside down. Everything is upside down. Because the format for this world is the format for love. And people want to get what they want and they don't care what you got. Do you understand that? They have gotten what they want and they don't care what you got at the end. They got what they want. They don't care what you got. Hallelujah. When was the last time somebody experienced change that is positive because of you? Experience change that is positive. We have very, very wicked, wicked people in our generation. Love is about introducing change that is positive. What is love all about? Number six, love is about unconditional goodness and kindness towards others. Unconditional goodness and kindness towards others. Unconditional. You are doing what you are doing, not because of who they are, not because of what they did, or not because they can pay you back. Unconditional goodness and kindness. The man lying on the road, this Samaritan had never met him, doesn't know him. He's not likely to expect any reward. It's unconditional. In the first service, I said, by the Holy Ghost, when you do things for people, who can repay you? That is not love action. That is business transaction. They are going to repay you, so you did it for them. What is love all about? Number seven, love is about making others the priority of your attention and effort, especially in their times of desperate need. Making others the priority of your attention and effort, especially in their times of desperate need. Making others the priority of your attention and effort, especially in their times of desperate need. You have your priorities. See, one thing I have come to notice in this life is that generally you are not anybody's priority. Human beings, see, when you begin to think that you are somebody's priority, you make a great mistake. Everybody makes themselves their own priority. That was why when David was attacked, the people that he had been helping all along, people that were scattered, battered, shattered, that he sheltered, carried stone to stone him. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. 1 Samuel chapter 30. These people have been helping all this while. Just because we have a little problem, they carry stone to stone him. He looked left, looked right. The Bible said they wept until there was no strength and there was nobody to encourage him. The Bible said David encouraged himself. The people thought of stoning him. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Is God. Somebody say amen. That is general humanity. But in the walk of love, once in a while, you set aside your life's priority because somebody is in desperate need. You set aside your life's priority. I've been out of this church on a Sunday morning, out of Dunamis Church, on a Sunday morning, in 23 years, not up to 8 times on a Sunday morning. I have traveled to the United Kingdom and returned back by British Airways flight on Sunday morning by 5 a.m. Preached in 5 services at Area 1. And then flew back to South America on Sunday evening to go and preach and continue because Sunday, I have to be at home. I have been away from church on Sunday for a few times. Like I said, less than 8 times. If I count it well, I'll let you know. And about 3 or 4 of those times, I was in another Dunamis church. One in Jos, one in, I think, Liberia. Just a few of them. But a few of the occasions, I received a distress call. Oh, another ministry. That church is in distress. There is challenge. Please, pastor, we need help. That shifted me on a Sunday. It was not an immediate assignment. It shifted me on a Sunday morning to go there. Another Sunday, somebody was in desperate need. A person as I am that would be on the altar like this. Desperate need, needing attention. I say, I'm on my way. He said, for the sake of Sunday service, do the Sunday service before you come. I said, okay, sir. We all have priorities, except you don't have a destiny. But once in a while, the necessity of others demands that you set aside your priorities because of attending to somebody in need. Am I communicating? If a man will do this for his wife, a wife will do this for the husband, and children will do this for parents, parents for children, we won't have the kind of challenge that we have in this world. If the person going into of power
will think about the people as a priority once in a while. And the employee will think about the employer once in a while.
And vice versa. Won't have the challenge. Jesus Christ set aside his own priority because he came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debts he paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. He came from heaven to earth. He came from heaven to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt he paid from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lead. The priest was too busy. He was rushing to attend to a schedule. He left the man in his pool of blood. The Levite passed. These are church people. Priest first, Levite first, next, before Samaritan. I like us to watch how we are doing church. Priest, ordained minister, ordained deacon. He passed. He saw the man passed. How many people have died because we passed? How many people have been destroyed because we are too much in a hurry? The Samaritan stopped. He picked him from the ground. Took him to an inn, 5-star hotel or 5-star hospital. Paid the money. He said, I'm coming back. If anything is left, let me know. And heaven is watching. The last time you saw that brother, that sister, and you passed, God watched. Somebody say amen. That's the society we live in. Things are happening in neighborhood. Neighbors don't care. Simply to put a call somewhere, everybody is hiding. But I see change coming. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, help me to make other people my life's priority. You know what happened? In the book of Job, chapter, all the way from chapter 1 to chapter 42, Job kept on arguing with God about why his situation should not remain like that. No answer. Until when Job made other people his priority. And God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Not after he prayed for himself. Some people don't know why God blesses pastors and ministers, genuine and authentic ones. Because I know for myself, 99%, 99.9% of any prayer point I have is people. Of any burden, any passion, any pressure. People. So the man is blessed, the man is blessed. You don't know what they are passing through. Sleepless. My wife asked me 3 days ago, how is your sleep cycle? Just a few days ago. I don't understand your sleep. Because since you're coming back from the study around 4 a.m. and then you're out again in the morning or 5 a.m. or something, how do you sleep? So I had to explain to her, I said, I break it at times periodically. Am I communicating? Before this week is over, endeavor to pick somebody either at the place of prayer, the place of counseling, or the place of impact. Make them your priority.
Before, when we were still looking for a big land that can carry a church like this, when Area 1 church was choked up, we began to look for people that already had their kind of big land and massive camp kind of ground. There was one of them. We assisted in little money to pay for land, pay for roofing. We were just looking for people. And as we're doing it, God eventually did this one effortlessly.
Hallelujah. Love is about making others the priority of your attention and effort, especially in their times of desperate. And finally, love is about stepping low where necessary to help the grounded and stranded. Stepping low where necessary to help the grounded and stranded.
If God has helped you and you appear to be up there, the man came down from his beast.
He stepped low to help the grounded and the stranded. Hallelujah. What is the way of love? Number one, love is the nature of God. The closer we walk with God, the more of his nature we manifest. It's a nature. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He said, we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. Love is the nature of God. The closer we walk with God, the more of his nature we manifest. Second, love is not just an emotion. Love is a decision.
And I added something, and I think it should be added right now. It is not just what you feel. It is what you will. What you will.
It's a decision. A choice to make. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. Thou shalt love your neighbor. It's a choice. It's a decision.
We're going to make the decision from this day forward. My life will be a love life. From this day forward, everyone encountering me will encounter love, the touch of God.
I have had the privilege of a few people coming face to face with us and experiencing the love of the Master. Experiencing it. And thirdly, love is a spiritual fruit and it is subject to growth and development. You grow it, you develop it. Exercise remains the doorway to excellence. Any area you will excel, in that area you exercise. Love is an exercise. You and your wife can decide to start a game of love where you try to outlove each other, or you and your friend. In my university days, I had a roommate. That university days, those university days, gave me a very concrete practice of love. I had roommates, but a particular one, where money was, there was nothing like this money belonged to this person. The suit in the wardrobe there had the money in the pocket. You needed it, you go and pick. We wore the same suit, wore the same shoe. If we came out of the room in the morning and then we met around the cafeteria around 1 p.m. We will rush and hug each other as if we, and people will be looking and say, didn't two people come out of the same room today? Bro, how has the day been? Powerful. That was when I realized that if I can live with a man like this, then with my wife, I mean, even all the millions of devils, if I can live with a man like this, then to live with my wife without challenge is a walkover. To be permanently excited at each other, concluded. To wake up in the morning happy and walk through the day happy, see each other back in the night excited, concluded. So the journey has been on for 20-something years. It has not dropped. The oil has not dropped. The wine. It starts with an exercise yourself in it. If you want to excel, exercise. Nothing just happens. Things are made to happen. You make a choice, the choice makes you. Am I communicating at all? Exercise yourself in it. I heard that Mrs. Abioye said one time, love cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words of love. And love will also live it by not hearing, and not hearing the words of love. And this is the marital context, for example. Or even brotherly of sisterly context. Brother, God bless you. You are looking so sharp today. Brother, God loves you. You are such a pleasant personality. Just positive compliment. It is something to practice. You say, nobody likes me. You begin to like people. Nobody compliments me. Compliment people. Practice it. Let that nature, let it explode out of you. One day, my wife sent me a text. I sent her a text. She said, we are texting each other permanently. You know what? She's in the bedroom. I'm in the study. Then she now said, what kind of abnormality is this? We are in the same house. We are in the same house. You are in the bedroom. And I'm in the studying. And you are sending me texts. I'm sending you a reply. Can't you just go and meet me in the study or whatever? So what kind of abnormality is this? It was natural. Am I communicating at all? There is nobody that becomes a star in anything overnight. Begin the practice. Begin to look away from yourself. Let the self-centeredness begin to disappear. Begin to go beyond yourself. Begin to reach out to others. You say, I cannot pay somebody's house rent of 400,000. You have 4,000, give it to the person. And say, this is a point of contact to what you are looking for. I can't pay the whole house rent, but I have this little to assist you. I give it to you as a seed to bring the rest of the money. Am I communicating at all? I can't assist somebody's child to go through school. Do the little you can. And when it is in your heart, God will put it in your hands. So that in a short time, you will have enough money to pay house rents, to set people up in business. Is somebody here at all? Say after me, I will practice. How many of you have heard, practice makes perfect? Say, I will practice unto perfection in the walk of love. In Jesus' precious name. Stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout. Be upstanding. Go back up. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. Let's magnify him. Let's glorify him. Let's worship him. Father, thank you for your word. 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 Adonai, Elion, Elohim, Elohika, Elohino, Keren Yesha, Meshaka Bagadagalaya. Lift your voice and worship him.
You are the name above all names. Worthy Lord, worthy of our praise. Oh Lord, my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God?
How great
is our God? Sing with me, Lord.
Sing with
sing
me.
With me,
how great is our God?
All the sea.
All the sea.
How great?
Your hands everywhere you are and say after me, Lord Jesus, thank you for this moment. I come before you today. I receive your grace to walk the love walk. I receive the grace to walk the love walk. I receive that grace now in Jesus' name. Hands are uplifted. While we're in that position, I'm aware there are people here this afternoon now who are in need of surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You need Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want me to pray for you? You want today to mark a new day for you? You want me to agree with you? You want to live for Jesus? You want an addiction broken? You want a lifestyle change? Maybe you have been someone who had, you have not walked in love with others. You haven't been fair to people. You want Jesus to make a change in your life. Wherever you are, place your hand on your chest and pray after me. Or rather, just pray after me. Wherever you are, either giving your life to Christ, rededicating yourself to God, or asking for a breaking of an addiction or a chain, pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I live for Jesus day after day. Those who pray that prayer, quickly come forward.
I live for Jesus day after day. I live
for Jesus.
Let come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day, day after day.
I live for Jesus day after day.
I live for Jesus.
I live for Jesus. Let come what may,
the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Spirit.
Sing it one more time.
I live for Jesus day after day.
I live for Jesus.
Let come what may.
Let come what may.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day.
Sing it one more time.
I live for Jesus day after day.
Day after day.
Give you the praise. We give you the arm. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today and receive help in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone among you with an ear that is not hearing? The Lord is showing me a right ear of someone that has a challenge. Among anybody that is in front here, an ear that is having a problem, that partial hearing or not hearing at all. There is anyone, someone is here. Okay, come forward here. Okay, which ear is that? All right, close your eyes. Is the other person, which ear is that? The right ear. All right, close it, that's the one, the case. Just block the ear. For how long you have not heard with that ear? Huh? Almost here. What of you? Amount. What of you? Which ear? Which ear? Are there more people on the line, the same line? On this line, the people who came out for the altar call. How long? Pastor, can you find out from me? How long? 3 years. What? Pastor, you wear your own mind. A year and. Good. Yeah. All right. Place your hand. In the name of Jesus, the ear is open. Amen. Good. Now close it. Now remove the hand. Remove the hand. Close the good ear now. The good one. Close the good one.
Say Jesus.
I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
I am healed.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not hearing, that's why it's not saying. Open! Jesus' name. Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise.
That is more exciting when it's happening on the spot.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hey, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am free.
I am free.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Now, this is the meaning of that to everyone here. Anything that is not working in your life, whether it is a system of your body, anything that is not working in your life, I declare it is working now. Every body organ, every financial system, every business, whatever it is that has not worked, every marital relationship not working. There's somebody here. Manhood not working. Today, it is over. Reproductive system not working. Today, it begins to work. So shall it be. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Finances that were not working, from today, the finances begins to flow. Everything that belongs to you, wherever it is kept and wherever it is tied, I declare from there, it is loosed. Systems are coming under pressure. They lose help out there. They lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. While those in the front still remain a bit, you pick up your offerings, your tithes, your pledges, and we shall honor God with them. I said in the first service, the tithing is our covenant connector to supernatural supplies. Every blessing Sunday is a day to remind you of your tithing so that the blessing can rest. Also, we have seen an appreciable response to the broadcast seed. We've seen an appreciable response. And I believe that everyone who is responding as the voice of this ministry goes around the world, no devil will drown your voice. And no devil will drown your voice. I generate now, and that reminds us, if you made a monthly commitment, go on ahead and let this month's commitment be released as well. And if you are watching via the satellite or the internet, details are on the screen, how you can be a part of all this. But I stand here and I prophetically declare, every single person that is a member of this church, faithfully committed in fighting and giving, faithfully committed in sacrificing, I announce to you today, your supplies no devil shall keep back. I decree today, the blessings of this ministry shall be reflected on your life, reflected on your body, reflected in every realm of your life, in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Hallelujah. We have good news, and the good news is this. Go ahead and give the Lord the praise. This message series, this life-changing, world-changing, nation-changing, shall continue for the whole of the month. Give the Lord the praise. Supernatural shift by the character of love. And I believe something will happen. Secondly, the Dunamis Home Church is resuming shortly. As we maintain all the guidelines, the God who has kept us in the center
will keep us in the homes. Somebody say a louder amen. And if people are walking around the market side and sitting together at beer palace and all manner of joints and everywhere without any restraint, I believe that the time is ripe for us to reap the harvest of the land into the homes. And I believe that everyone is secure and safe and preserved. It's not this Saturday coming. We have 1 week notice, and then the upper Saturday we'll work out all the structure, and then the upper Saturday we shall be resuming back fully in the Dunamis Home Church. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And every target that God has for us this year shall be recovered in Jesus' name. You have your offerings in your hands. Have you already given? Father, multiply the habits of every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pass it on while we take the communion position for this, for the blessing.
Kamarane titim banine, Jehovah Boeze, Jehovah Boeze, Jehovah Boeze. Kamarane titim banine, Kamarane titim banine, Jehovah Boeze, Jehovah Boeze, Jehovah Boeze.
Kamarane titim banine.
Can we all stand up with the familiar and the blessing?
Who is the person that has been really blessed today? Lift up your communion and place the other hand on yourself and receive the blessing. Once a month, the Lord leads us to release spiritual and parental blessing upon the people. And the aim of this blessing is to delete anything that is negative on your life, or to release for you what your earthly father did not release for you. Because there are people, the only thing they receive from their father is curses. There are those who receive nothing. And if that is your case, no challenge. The spiritual is superior to the physical. And that is what you're about to receive now. So lift up the communion, place your hand on yourself, and receive the blessing.
Today, in agreement, we declare the blessing of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. We declare the blessing of the pups and the blessing of the womb upon you in the name of Jesus. We declare today that you are excelling above your spheres in the name of Jesus. We declare that this month, when people are sitting, you shall stand. When people are standing, you shall stand out. When people are standing out, you shall walk. When people are walking, you shall run. When people are running, you shall overtake. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
We declare the favor of God grants you distinction this month, surrounds you like a shield in the name of Jesus. We declare this month the help of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord preserves you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lift it up.
As you step into this month, into the month of September,
the Lord bless you. I speak to you right now. The ninth month is the month in which pregnancy fully matures and delivery happens. Therefore, in this month of delivery, I prophesy, you shall experience the full delivery of the plans and purpose of God for your life.
Amen.
And for our nation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, the expectations you have for this year, you shall experience the full delivery of them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the ninth hour, Peter and John went to the temple and the crippled man from his mother's womb walked. In this ninth month, you shall experience the explosion of the supernatural that will dissolve and break every age-long calamity that has followed you all your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It was in the ninth hour that Cornelius encountered the angel that opened the door of the Gentile nation. I prophesy, in this ninth month, you shall experience explosive divine encounters.
Amen.
Explosive divine visitations.
Amen.
That will open for you diverse doors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month, you shall experience the reward of your commitment.
Amen.
The reward of your faithfulness.
Amen.
The reward of your givings.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy the release of grace for a closer walking relationship with God. Grace for a closer walking relationship is released upon you.
Amen.
And here it is. Every arrow of strange disease, every arrow of sudden death that the enemy may plan to fire in your direction, it is retrieved and refired back to senders.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Help her there. Every curse placed on your life, ancestral curse, generational curse, family curse, witchcraft curse, every curse from your father, curse from your mother, or from any source, occultic curse,
in this ninth month, it is reversed. And you are blessed. The systems shall lose their peace. Sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands this month. I decree help. I decree mercy. I decree grace from above. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead. The blessing is transmitted into the communion in your hands. And as you take them, the blessing is transferred. Every disease in your body currently is out. Every affliction is out. Every pain is out. Every frustration is out. So shall it be. Go ahead, take the communion.
The Lord bless you. Adonai keep you.
El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you.
I am that I am keep you.
Adonai make his face to shine upon you. All right, go ahead. After you have taken it, go ahead and establish in prayers. Establish in prayers. Now be upstanding, everyone. Lift up your two hands. On Wednesday, we shall be looking at a shift that happens supernaturally on the frequency of love. Sunday will continue because we are not able to finish the subject today. And just begin to practice what you have received. Lift your hands. Invite friends, loved ones for next Sunday. It's a shift to another level. The upper Sunday will be an impartation Sunday. But ensure that you are here this coming Sunday. Lift your hands up. The Lord bless you.
I am that I am, keep you.
Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. The Lord bless you.
El giver of Judah, keep you.
Adonai, make his face to shine upon you.
And be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you.
The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
In everything you do, I say,
the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you.
And be gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you.
The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you.